Well, welcome to Roots and Branches and Beyond, and that's a little bit beyond. I guess you weren't expecting the Mission Impossible theme, but you can never be quite sure what to expect on Roots and Branches and Beyond. You're listening to Bay of Islands Radio. This is also broadcast on the Voice of Bond Bay. My name's Ivan Emke with you for 90 minutes, 16 tracks of various things. This is a new release from a band called Sleight of Elbow, S-L-E-I-G-H-T, Sleight of Elbow. And a couple of tracks, Mission Impossible theme and Statement of Intent. So I'll let you get back to them. I'll tell you more about them in a moment. Yes, indeed. A band there was actually called Feast of Fiddles, and the album was called Sleight of Elbow. That was a track including, obviously, the Mission Impossible theme, and a track written by one of the members of the band called Statement of Intent. Feast of Fiddles have been around for something like 25 years. They're starting their 25th anniversary tour this winter and spring of 2018 coming up, and they're a band of UK folk superstars. They've been compared to a number of things like a bunch of geography teachers or Bellowhead with bus passes. Now, if you don't know who Bellowhead is, that doesn't help. But Bellowhead's a large band that recorded for a number of years. I've played them on this show before, and they're wonderful, wonderful material, but they're all young and hip and so on, and so these are older, more mature musicians, I guess. But they have staying power. They put on a show with huge dynamic range. They don't tour a lot because, you know, there's like, I don't know, 10 or 12 of them usually, and they're all in other bands and doing various things. It started out at a folk club, and then it's become a folk rock institution. They've got 6 CDs to their name. This is from their last CD that just came out in October of 2017. They have people there from bands like Steel Eye Span, Fairport Convention, Show of Hands, Battlefield Band, Band of Two, Zeus, and so on. These are all a wide range of folks. There are a lot of fiddles in the band. That's why the name is Feast of Fiddles, obviously. But they have a back line of guitars and sax and accordion and keyboards and, of course, the drummer Dave Maddox as well, who's been around the folk rock scene in Britain since there's been a folk rock scene in Britain. So they cover a lot of genres. And I will play the last track of the show. I'll play another track from Feast of Fiddles. But let's go on to something closer to home. This is a band called the East Pointers. They're from PEI, relatively new on the touring and recording circuit. Three folks, fiddler and singer Tim Chason, banjo player Cody Chason, plays the tenor banjo usually, and guitarist Jake Charon. And they write about real life in PEI and in Atlantic Canada in general. And this is their second album, which just came out. It's called What We Leave Behind. And it was produced by Gordy Sampson, who's a well-known East Coast songwriter. They released one in 2015. Their first one is called Secret Victory. It won a Juno Award. And it was mostly tunes, traditional sounding tunes that they had written. And so this one is a bit different because they're doing more songs and singing than in the first. I've seen them in concert, and they were pretty much, in the early days, they were pretty much only doing instrumentals. So I'll play two tracks from this CD. First of all is a track that includes their usual bunch of fun, and it's called Tanglewood, and that includes a few tracks. One is Tanglewood. It's a tune that they wrote together, and the other one called A Good Head, A Good Heart, another tune that they wrote. So it gives you a good idea of their pedigree in terms of instrumentation. And then I'll play one called 2 Weeks. And it's obviously, but as you'll find out, it's a rather melancholy tune. It's about the situation that's pretty common in parts of Atlantic Canada, where people work 2 weeks away and come back 2 weeks, or sometimes they work 6 weeks away and come back 2 weeks, or four, whatever. But the need to leave home and travel far away from friends and family to find work. And so it gives you an idea of their scorching instrumental, freewheeling Celtic instrumental tunes, as well as some of the more methodical, quiet material that they are writing these days that they've included on this CD. So this is the East Pointers.
Another West Jet YYG to Calgary. I always knew she'd get used to me leaving someday. Loveless words now, her tears have run dry. I can tell by the way she doesn't hold me as tight. And she's thinking maybe she's better off. Told me I'd leave there so broken, come back so lonely. I'm killing my soul for the life that I'm leaving behind. 2 weeks on it, 2 weeks off. My blood is wearing thin and my stomach's in knots. Too much thinking about the time you've lost when it's 2 weeks on it, 2 weeks off. By the time the night comes, I take whatever I can get. Blowing black on money, I should have sent home. 2 more days and I'm East Coast bound. I'll be praying she's there when the wheels touch down. Maybe there's a job home that'll keep me this time. So broken, come back so lonely. I'm killing my soul for the life that I'm leaving behind. 2 weeks on it, 2 weeks off. My blood is wearing thin and my stomach's in knots. Too much thinking about the time you've lost when it's 2 weeks on it, 2 weeks off. So lonely. 2 weeks on it, 2 weeks off. My blood is wearing thin and my stomach's in knots. Too much thinking about the time you've lost when it's 2 weeks on it, 2 weeks off.
A song there from the East Pointers, 2 weeks, 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off. A story about the parade of people you see at the airports these days, and at many of the airports in Atlantic Canada and beyond. That's from their recent release from the East Pointers, their second CD. And it's the CD is called "What We Leave Behind," and they're a band from PEI. It's a fine piece of work. We'll continue on. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. My name's Ivan Emke. Comes to once a week, and you're listening to us on 100.1 FM, which is Bay of Islands Radio CKBB, or else you're listening to us on Voice of Bun Bay at 95.9. FM in Norse Point. And you might be listening to us on the big world web as well. So we're available at tell your friends www.boar.ca or www.vobb.org. Next on, we'll go from PEI just across the way, take the bridge, and down through Truro and so on to Halifax, and this is a band called Gypsophilia. Halifax-based Gypsophilia was 7 performers. They played kind of high-energy jazz. It was nostalgic and modern and raucous and sweet and angular and all those good adjectives we could use for their music. They played here for the ECMAs, if anybody remembers, living in Cornerbrook in 2009, February of 2009, a magical time when the city was different for a week. And in more recent years, they toured quite a bit, regularly crisscrossing the continent, played all over Canada and the United States. Killer live shows, very danceable, just kind of a bit of a genre-bending sound as well. A lot of humor and showmanship, and they could play to sit-down crowds at soft-seat theaters, but also a frenzied bunch of dancers and clappers and so on. They released five CDs, and they won four ECMA awards as well. And if you think, well, this sounds like a band I'd like to see, Ivan, I'm sorry, their last ever concert was Friday the 13th of October of 2017 of this year, after more than 13 years together. So, well, who knows, you know, like bands get together again sometimes for other tours, but that was it for them for the current period of time. So I thought I'd play a track from them. This is from their CD called Minor Hope, which was a live CD, just to get a bit of a sense of what it might have been like on Friday the 13th of October when they were doing their last show. And the CD is called Minor Hope, as I said. And the track that we'll listen to is Special Shoes. This is Gypsophilia. Very nice. That was Gypsophilia, some gypsy swing there from their CD called Minor Hope from, way back in 2007. Next up, another new release, and I've been playing, I guess I'm playing four or five, at least maybe six new releases today for some reason. But this is from a band called The Waterboys, and some of you might have heard of The Waterboys. They've gone through a lot of distinct phases in the 35 years that they've been around at this point. The one person who's been the constant in The Waterboys is Mike Scott. He's the only permanent member of The Waterboys. Started making recordings back in 81, 82. I think the first Waterboys band CD came out in actually 1983. And this is kind of a period they called the big music period, back when the early 80s in Ireland, as you all know, because you're, you know, music historians and so on. There was a renaissance of a variety of Irish musicians there, including, you know, the early U2, which is quite different than the later U2 to some extent. You know, people like Van Morrison and so on. There's a bit of soul. But there was a lot of what the Waterboys really mined, I suppose, was that early druidic Irish spirituality, which was going around. So they celebrated pagan roots, and they were very spiritual in many ways. Into the 80s and so on, they added in Steve Wickham joined, who's probably the second most important member of the Waterboys over the years. Steve plays fiddle. He plays in a number of other bands. He was in a band called No Crows. I played them a few weeks back. And so they all moved to Dublin, and they can be quite influenced by the Irish music there as well, rather than some of the countryside that they used to live in, and the gospel and so on. And so they set up a recording house there in a small community in Spiddal in the west of Ireland, and they recorded a number of things, including the album back in that time, because there weren't a lot of CDs around in 1988, called Fisherman's Blues. And if you've been around music for, you know, decades, you might know, or you would at least recognize that song, because it was a huge hit, Fisherman's Blues. They recorded a lot of material at that time, and they actually put out another album from that same set of sessions where they were living in Spiddal. And in the United States, it became known as Fisherman's Blues Volume 2, because thinking the lowest of the common denominator for their consumers there, they figured you can't have two different names. If you bought Volume 1, you'll buy Volume 2, just like if you go to Star Wars 1, you'll go to Star Wars 73 or whatever, you know. So anyway, that was a big time for them into the 90s and so on. But then they kind of drifted apart, and they drifted back together again. And so Celtic and Celtic folk has been part of what they do, but they do a lot of other soul and gospel and sort of country-ish things. And even a little bit of sort of punk music ethos anyways, the do-it-yourself kind of role. The British poetic tradition and the Irish poetic tradition is really important in their lyrics and so on. So, Mike Scott has lived at Findhorn for many years as well, which, if you know anything about druidic spirituality, you know that's a very central location for that. So they show influences from a lot of different spiritual traditions, and they've been interested in spirituality, but not particularly religions. And it's kind of an odd thing, because they've been labeled sometimes Christian rock by some reviewers, but Christians have labeled them heathens. You know, it's a really weird kind of situation, so take it as you will. So anyway, there's been over 70 musicians who've played with the Waterboys over the 35 years. They just came out with another set of CDs late summer, I believe it was. And they're touring on the basis of that. They're pretty active, doing videos and touring and so on and so forth. And the set of CDs is called Out of All This Blue, and they started writing and realized it was going to be two CDs. You can actually get it as a three CD set too, if you wish, if you pay a little bit of extra, and they give you some outtakes. But you know, you have to be kind of dyed in the wool to do that. So we'll hear a couple of tracks from that new release from the Waterboys. First of all, Do We Choose Who We Love, and that's kind of his, I don't know if he actually answers the question there, probably not. I don't think so. But it also includes kind of a little bit of the gospel-y soul kind of choir in the background. And we'll also hear some of the more kind of country stuff. He's been living in, Mike Scott's been living in Nashville as well sometimes. So this is called Nashville, Tennessee. But this is new from the Waterboys.
was looking for her, but I fell for you. It was all of a blur and a mystery too. I was moving through time, riding my luck, when your eyes met mine. I was thunderstruck. Do we choose who we love? Is it up to us? Does anyone know? Does anyone know? They say all may change in the blink of an eye, that every truth contains the seed of a lie. She looked out on a land of dust and trees. She gave him her hand, he gave her disease. Do we choose who we love? Is it up to us? Does anyone know? Does anyone know? Do we choose who we love? Is it up to us? Does anyone know? Does anyone know? Love blows where it will, and honey's almost you. So good night, my dear, I'm tired and it's late, and tomorrow I keep an appointment with fate. In my time on earth, I've played the game, I've loved and I've lost, and they're one and the same. Do we choose who we love? Is it up to us? Does anyone know? It wasn't easy leaving Memphis, but I needed me a gig, and I had this crazy beautiful feeling, man, I was on the edge of something big. So I took the interstate to Nashville, and I made my noble stand. Working off some old karma with the Stacy Mitch Hart Band. I'm a Music City flowing, 'cause this is where I need to be. I'm one part psychedelic gypsy, three parts blue-eyed refugee. I've come a long way from Graceland, and you can quote me free. My soul is in Memphis, but my ass is in Nashville, Tennessee. Well, I sat in with some cats, and pretty soon word snuck around that the dude they know as Goldilocks has the wildest organ in town. I'm still dressing out of landskins, so if you see me, man, don't shoot. I'm just a prowling on down Music Road in my Willie Mitchell suit. Hey! City blowing, hearts, blue-eyed refugee. I've come a long way from Graceland, but you can call me free. My soul is in Memphis, but my ass is in Nashville, Tennessee. Tell them how it feels, Brother Paul.
From the New Water Boys CD, a couple of tracks there that we heard, and that started off with Do We Choose Who We Love, and that was Nashville, Tennessee. Now, quick little test. Where's his soul? Anyway. And how many parts is he? Anyway, there's it's sort of repeated enough times that I think we could figure out how much was Gypsy and how much was a Blue-Eyed Refugee. So that's the CD called, two CD set or three, depending on how much money you have in your pocket at the moment when you buy it, Out of All This Blue. We're heading now back to Prince Edward Island. We were there earlier with some music from the East Pointers. And this is a track from a guy called Gordy McKeeman and his Rhythm Boys. And he's certainly a natural showman. He's an ace fiddle player. They call him Crazy Legs sometimes because he has a sort of frenetic, loose-limbed step dancing that he loves to perform. And he has a number of three other guys in the band that makes up his Rhythm Boys and a great roots music force. They've released three albums so far, and they consider themselves more a live act than a recording act because they love being on stage in front of an audience. And the CDs are really kind of souvenirs of the live show, so they record live off the floor as much as possible. They've been together about 6 years. They played together in different combinations before that. They've played at some big international festivals as well, Celtic Connections, and then played in Orkney and Shrewsbury at WOMAD, I believe, World of Music and Dance. They won an award Galaxy Supernova Award at the Ottawa Folk Festival back in 2012, I think it was, and some Music BEI Awards for Entertainer of the Year in 2015 and 2016. And their albums have received some awards as well. So Laugh, Dance, and Sing won a Music BEI Award for Album, Group Recording, and Roots Traditional Recording of the Year. So that was a pretty good haul for that one. So I'm going to play something from their CD called Pickin' and Clickin'. And there's a lot of fiddle material in there as well. But I'll end up playing something called There Is a Time, which is a little bit more thoughtful and includes some of, includes fiddle as well. But some of the singing and things that he's well known for. Ironically, I bought this in just a few weeks back when I was in Moncton in New Brunswick in a great used CD and DVD store there. It's when they sell games, all kinds of stuff. It's a really, really good store if you ever go to Moncton. I mean, if you're even driving past, you should get off. It's not hard to get off, and downtown Moncton is actually quite nice. I say that as if there's a chance that it wouldn't be. But anyways, so I was buying this, and he was there in the store. And I thought, oh. So the guy I was talking to, he said, you should go over and get him to sign it. And I thought, well, that's like cheesy. That's like something that somebody who's 12 or 13 does, right? Anyway, I won't tell you what I did. Anyway, this is from Gordy McKeeman and his Rhythm Boys from PEI. There Is a Time.
There is a time for love and laughter. The days will pass like summer storms. The winter winds will follow after. But there is love, and love is warm. There is a time. Is new, the world is free.
That's from Gordy McKinnon and his Rhythm Boys, something called There Is a Time from their CD Pickin' and Clickin'. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. My name is Ivan Emke, and I'm with you once a week doing this 90 minutes of music from here and there. You're listening on CKVB 100.1 FM if you're in the Bay of Islands region, or you're listening on Voice of Bombay, VOBB, at 95.9 in Norris Point if you're in the Bun Bay region. Or you're on the World Wide Web, but I don't have to give you those coordinates because you know them already because you had to type them in or something to get there. So every show, pretty much, I play sort of a cover song that I think is interesting and unusual, and so this is not an exception. By the way, next week is right close to Christmas, so I will just be doing Christmas music on that show, a special two-hour show, so you might be interested in that, and there's a bunch of other holiday programming I've got sort of lined up too. But anyway, that distracted me from something I do every week, except I won't do that next week, you know, because it's Christmas, although I'll probably play some klezmer Christmas carols and things like that that I quite enjoy. But this is a band called Touré Kunda, and they were a folklore group originally. They're from Senegal, and they moved to France in the late 1970s, I think it was, and they became quite popular. And what they did is they fused kind of rock pop from Europe with the style of music that they came from in Senegal. And so here they're doing a track which was originally written by Phil Collins, In the Air Tonight, you know, that track. I think he played it or he sang it at something recently I saw on a feed that I got. It was some big soccer football thing or whatever. Anyways, this is a slightly different version than the Phil Collins version, and so they incorporate the bubbling, the drums of the Mbalax style, M-B-A-L-A-X, from Senegal, and they have the African kora, the harp-like strings of the kora, and they're singing in their native Wolof language, and so it transforms this sort of staple of pop into something slightly different. So here to delight you, this is Touré Kunda.
Kiss, kiss, boo, jaka, jujo, mama.
That's Ture Kunda with In the Air Tonight, a song originally written and popularized by Phil Collins. Of course, you're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond on Bay of Islands Radio, as well as The Voice of Bombay. And next up, I will play one Christmas track, because we're getting close to that time of year. I've been doing that the last few shows, but again next week, as I said in the last break. Next week will be all holiday seasonal show music of a variety of kinds. So it'll still be in the style of this show. So you're not going to hear, well, hopefully you will hear things you have never heard before that might change slightly the way in which you think about Christmas music. So what I'm going to play is something from a band called The Continentals. And there's another band called The Continentals who are a polka band, but I don't think it's the same band. So this is a band from Gdansk in Poland. And this was from some years ago. They were called Gdansk was the Liverpool of the polka scene. And they produced lots and lots of great polka bands in the 60s and so on. Some of them are well known. Some of them are obscure, like the Continentals, who were probably some of the most obscure. Almost nothing is known about them today, except that they were the only Gdansk group to ever record a polka Christmas carol, which is why we play it today. And so this is called the In Excelsis Polka.
Thank you.
Now that is very exciting. And there's more where that came from. So make sure to check out next week's show on Roots and Branches Beyond. And we'll play, there'll be more Christmas polkas. Don't worry. Have no fear. If you've ever heard Brave Combo, a great band, polka band from Denton, Texas, they've done a couple of Christmas CDs, and they're just amazing. Great stuff. And other things, who knows what we'll get into. And I think at that time I'll know better as well. I'm doing a number of special holiday shows, which will be played at various times. And there'll just be 2-hour blocks of some more sedate and beautiful music and some that kind of move us to the dance floor. Next up, this is a kind of an interesting thing. Just the other day in the mail, actually it might have been a couple of days ago, got the new CD from a band called Trent Severn. They're an Ontario folk trio. They sing original contemporary songs. They've been described as being Canadian history in harmony, and they're modern, it's often humorous. That includes singers and songwriters Dana Manning, M. Greiner, and Lindsay Schindler. And they do... done some very interesting things in terms of getting ideas from audiences and so on, and continuing that troubadour spirit of Stomp Tom or Ian and Sylvia Tyson or Gordon Lightfoot and so on. And they're clearly part of the Canadian folk scene since about their debut album 2012, just 5 short years ago. They've been nominated for a couple of Canadian Folk Music Awards. Trent Severn is named after a famous Ontario waterway, in case you don't know. I know it because it goes through Peterborough, which I used to go through a lot, and but it's a lovely waterway as well. And it's a creative sort of kinship as well, not just with the land and so on, but with the music of Canada. So they have a manifesto, which is kind of a cool thing. Every band should have a manifesto. And the manifesto of the Trent Severn Band is to write songs that touch the hearts and tell the stories of our friends, neighbors, and legends. Good one. To show a Canadian audience a great time. To offer an album that sounds just like the concert. To contribute to the established body of excellent Canadian songwriting by promoting its growth and legacy. To lead by example that family comes first for ourselves and for our audience. And to always be covering the Canadian basics. Be kind. Relax. Enjoy a beer at the end of a long day and go on about, I don't know, maybe how cold it is. So this one has a particular connection to our region because if anybody knows, one of the musicians who plays around here, he's been doing in theater, does a wonderful job, Keelan Purchase, who many of you probably know, spent a summer in Stratford, Ontario, with the Stratford Festival Theater, playing accordion, as you know. That is a story in itself, but he can tell you that far better than I can. Anyway, he met a member of Trent Severn, and they've stayed in touch, let's say. And we'll let this... So they wrote a song, or she wrote a song about Keelan, basically. And it's called Newfound Man. And so it's really cool, because this is probably the first time this has been played on radio in Newfoundland. And it has a local connection. And so, while it might be embarrassing, people, especially Keelan, if he's listening at all, I should tell him to listen for sure. You know, I will. But nevertheless, it's a great example of this country and the kind of connections that can be made. So this is a band called Trent Severn and a song about a local chap called Newfound Man.
You're a cigarette, you're a wild cat, you're no regrets, you never look back. You're a midnight, you're a wrong that feels just right, and I'm gonna miss you, newfound man. When your heart returns to Newfoundland, You're a sneak peek. You're a reading week. You're a county fair. You're a truth or dare. You're a skipping stone. You're a home away from home. And I'm gonna miss you, Newfoundland. When your heart returns to Newfoundland, I know. Your morning hair, your I don't care, your apropos, your my mother knows, your play it again. Oh, you're all the king's men, and I'm gonna miss you, Newfoundland, when your heart returns to Newfoundland.
Lovely. That's a song called Newfound Man, and the band called Trent Severn. It's from their recent release called Portage or Portage. It's one of those lovely words that can be mispronounced in two languages. And if you heard the accordion there, of course, it was Keelan Purchase who the song is about. And the sound of the waves there from the end of the Bay of Islands here. So there's some local connection, despite the fact that Trent Severn are a Stratford-based group. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. And next up, I play music from Quebec every show. And so this one, I ended up just doing something older. I was just going through some, you know, occasionally I look through my CDs that I've got and I just don't focus only on the new things. And I remembered this band called Harmonium because, they were right there. I have a bunch of CDs of them. And I don't know if you know of them, but they were a progressive rock band formed in 1972 in Montreal. It was a singer Serge Fiori, who has done a number of solo albums, even fairly recently, met Michel Normandeau, and they met Louis Valois, and they formed Harmonium in 72-73. They performed their first airplay on CHOM and FM, and they played three tracks, and later people said, hey, that's really good, you know, you should go into the studio and record it, and indeed they did. And they put it on their self-titled debut album, which we'll listen to in just a moment. Their second season was about five seasons. It was a great success as well. And it included five songs, which included a song for each season, plus the last song being a long instrumental representing a fifth and an imaginary season. If we had another season in Canada, what would it sound like? In 2015, Rolling Stone magazine, even though the band had not been around for quite a while, listed that album at the Les Cinq Saisons at number 36 of the 50 best progressive rock albums. And they declared it to be the best progressive folk album. There you go, for a Canadian band from Quebec. Pretty good. They also released a double album, Leptad, in 76. It's, again, a concept album. And the first song was called Comment Fou, and then the second one was Comment Sage. It was like from a fool to a sage, and this was the life that you played, is that as you went from a child, a fool, to a sage. So in 2007, all three of their studio albums of Harmonium were named among the 100 greatest Canadian albums of all time. So to have the three albums that you recorded to all be in the top 100 of all times was amazing. In fact, they're the only Quebecois bands, oddly, or francophone albums from Quebec named to that list, beside Jean-Pierre Ferland has an album, Jean, which is J-A-U-N-E, which is on there as well. So they're pretty, I'm just trying to say that they're pretty storied. And it's great stuff. It really brings back the mid-70s in my mind. You were probably not born then, but I'm showing my age. But it really, it plays well. It ages really well. And I love the sound that they get out of the acoustic instruments and the concepts that they're working with. Okay, stop talking, Ivan. This is Harmonium with a track simply called Harmonium.
Da 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 da
And it's a track from Harmonium, from their first release, the first track on that, simply called Harmonium. A great Quebec band from the 70s, early 80s. And if you want to see them on video, the National Film Board has put a lot of their old films on, digitized them, and they're available for free on their NFB website. And there is, they did a documentary about Harmonium when they went to California and they did a tour there. I think it's called Harmonium en Californie or something like that. But if you look it up, just look up Harmonium, Harmonium, on the National Film Board website. You'll be able to see it. And it's kind of an interesting document of those times and of that progressive rock kind of feel, which in this case it's being done in folk idioms or whatever. And you can tell how they build and so on and so forth. All that good stuff, I suppose, that if I were a musicologist, I would explain to you and totally bore you. Next up, we'll listen to another new release. This is from a guy called Robbie Banks. Banks is spelled B-A-N-K-E-S, and he was born and raised in Calgary, but he's been living in Rauland in Norway. He's been working on a Bachelor of Folk Music at the University of Telemark. Telemark is a kind of ski move in cross-country skiing, so I wonder if that's where that comes from. Anyway, that's a side note there. He lives in a charming old cabin on Lake Totak, and he works on a nearby goat farm. Well, there you go. That's a pedigree there, isn't it? If only, you know, all of your kids could grow up and live in charming old cabins and work on goat farms, you'd be a happy person. He plays the guitar. I'm not just kidding. I think that would be great. The banjo, the fiddle, he plays accordion and so on. And he's definitely has sort of romanticist roots, whatever that might mean. But he kind of Thoreau, like he lives in the wilderness, although unlike Thoreau, he doesn't get his mother to do his laundry for him. By the way, but he's inspired by the past, and he sings a lot of traditional songs and writes in kind of that style. I was trying to look up more about him, and amazing what the World Wide Web is like, is that you can find all kinds of things. His favorite spice is cumin. You know, can't fault him for that. That's pretty good. I'm kind of into turmeric myself these days. But anyway, his favorite beetle is George, and his favorite tree is the larch. The larch is a wonderful tree. Anyway, he released this CD, came out earlier this year, and so we'll listen to something. It's called Foothills, the name of the CD itself, and we'll listen to one of the tracks. This is a traditional track called Geordie. This is Robbie Banks.
I went out over London Bridge. Oh, it was early in the morning. Oh, and there I spied my own sweet miss. She was pleading for the life of her Geordie. She said, go and saddle up my milk white steed. Oh, and then bridle them so gaily, so that I may ride to the Queen's old town to plead for the life of my Geordie. Well, she rode all day and she rode all night, oh, till she was weak and weary, oh. Oh, and there she's down on her own two knees. She pleads for the life of her Geordie. Pocket a purse made of gold. She says, here I have a money a plenty. Oh, lawyers, lawyers, why don't you fee yourselves? Why don't you free me the life of my Geordie? And then up stepped Geordie and unto the lawyers he said. He said, I have not murdered any. Oh, I stole 16 of the Queen's white steeds, sold them in Blonary. And then up stepped the lawyers, and unto Geordie they said,
They said, Jordy, we're sorry for you. But your own confession, it has damned you to die. May the Lord have mercy on you. Walking up and down the streets, he was a bidding adieu to so many. He was a bidding adieu to his own sweet girl, who grieved him the most of any. Oh, and I wish I was on yon hillside green, oh, where kisses they are aplenty, where the sword pistol by my side, I'd fight for the life of my Jordy. With a sword, with a pistol by my side, I'd kill for the life of my Jordy.
That was Robbie Banks from his recent release, Foothills, something called Jordy, traditional song. You're listening to CKVB, which is 100.1 FM in the Bay of Islands, or on the Voice of Bon Bay, VOBB, which is 95.9 in Norris Point. My name's Ivan. If you want to get in touch with me about any of the shows, the easiest email address is Ivan, I-V-A-N, at... I'm surprised how many times, you know, you order a coffee and they say, what's your name? I'm going to put it on the coffee, you know, and this, I say Ivan, and they say, how do you spell that? I don't know. I guess I've lived with it so many years. It just seems like it's pretty obvious how you spell it. Like this, anyway. So there you go. Ivan at Boir, BOIR.ca. And that'll eventually get to me, and I'll read it with interest. So what do two friends do who are world-class finger pickers when they're bored in the winter in the middle of snow and more snow? While they record an album together. That's what happened with Duck Baker and Stefan Grossman. And if you haven't heard of Stefan Grossman, you're not a finger-picking guitar guy or woman or whatever person. Or Duck Baker, for that matter, because they've both been on the scene for quite a while, both American. And they've recorded all kinds of, and you know, back when they used to have videotape instruction and stuff like that. Do you remember that before YouTube came along and took that whole market away? But they produced all kinds of, not just albums, but they produced lots of instructional material. And so what they did is, you know, they were very, this was back in late 90s, and it was just snowed under where they were. And so they decided, okay, well, let's just do an album of blues, country blues. So they rented a studio close to where they were, and they made this CD called Northern Skies, Southern Blues. And it's relaxed, contagiously happy guitar blues that makes you want to light the fireplace and open that that cherished bottle of whatever, cider or whatever. So I thought it would fit because we've had a bit of snow, you know, and it's kind of hanging around a bit and looks like winter might be with us and so on. So this is a good kind of music to be listening to. And a bit of laughing in between the tracks and so on and so forth. So they're having a great time. But we'll play a track for you from this CD. The CD was called Northern Skies, Southern Blues. This is called Big Bill's Shuffle. Thank you. Seven Grossman and Doc Baker there with something simply called Big Bill's Shuffle. Next up, another new release, and this is from Estonia, a band called Trad Attack. And they usually write it with an exclamation mark at the end. And they've been around only for about 3-4 years, but they've certainly turned the Estonian music scene upside down, they say. At least apparently it's three members only, but a really big sound. They take traditional instruments and they add electricity to it and different kind of effects and so on. I love to do that myself. It's a lot of fun. They sometimes start with the scratchy recordings of, you know, long-vanished Estonian village voices, and then they build sort of this pulsating rhythmic structure. There's a fair bit of sort of trance-like sound with the bagpipes and so on and so forth. The 12-string guitars, drums, whistles, jaw harps, so on and so forth. They all three band members grew up with music around them, and they've all been active on the Estonian music scene for many years before they started Trad Attack. In the beginning, they just meant it to be sort of fun and experimental. That's the way all these things happen, you know, that surprisingly. Their first song became a hit in Estonia, and since then, they've received 14 music awards in Estonia. They've been recognized internationally. They made this glib comment early on saying they want to tour and play in every country of the world. So far, they've got to, I think, 32 countries or something like that, and so they've got another, you know, 170 to go, depending on how you define what a country is anyway these days. But they released in earlier this summer their new album called Kulakarva, or Shimmer Gold in English, and they've toured around the world. I saw them this summer at a festival, and very interesting, intriguing material. They say they don't play in Estonia an awful lot, but when they do play, they have huge festivals. Like they create their own festivals, and they rent out big fields, and they have stages and thousands of people who come and listen to this Estonian traditional music being done in a new way. And the fact that they've won 14 Estonian Music Awards since 2014, so that's like 3 years, means they dominate the Estonian folk music categories. So this is from their recently released CD, and the track is something called Kabala, and the band again is Trad Attack.
Thank you.
from Estonia. That is Trad Attack, and it was a song there. It included the jaw harp. You could hear the jaw harp at the beginning there, and of course their Estonian bagpipes at the end. And the song was called the Kabbalah, and it was a song, for those of you who don't speak Estonian, a song about a jocular song, as they say, about social relationships between men and women. So there you go. I'll spare you any kind of attempt at a translation. This is the last song coming up. I've taken up some time and sort of gone over, I believe. But this is from the band called Feast of Fiddles. I played them at the beginning. I said I'd play them at the end. Supergroup out of the UK, of folk rock alumni, I suppose you'd say. So this is from their recent release called Slate of Abel. Slate of Elbow. I don't know where that came from. I guess it was crooked here when I was trying to read it. And I'm trying to do it fast so that we get the... get this music in, and this is a track that's called Siamese Kashmir. And again, it shows the fact that they're taking music from various areas. In this case, the March of the Siamese Children, the Richard Rodgers from a musical that you might recognize. And then Kashmir, which is a great song that was done by none other than Led Zeppelin, of course. So thanks for joining me on Roots and Branches and Beyond. Hope you join us next week. I do holiday music and beyond, and have a great, safe week. This is Feast of Fiddles.
tons of blue.